Hello everyone. My name's Simon Hodge. I work in at Imperial College in the Plant Science Group, and we work on a number of aspects of induced plant defences against insects. We look at pathogen or herbivore challenge induced defences, either localised or systemic responses, and specific responses or general heightened defences, SARS. And we also work on chemical inducers, which are defence activators, things like salicylic acid and cisgiasmone application, where the plant's defence is activated prior to challenge, and what have become known as defence primers or potentiators, where the defence response is augmented but only after challenge has occurred. Beta amino butyric acid, BABA, is a non-protein amino acid that rarely occurs naturally in plants, and it's been shown to enhance plants' defences against a wide range of pathogens, micropathogens and plant pathogenic nematodes. The defence mechanisms induced by a BABA include callose, lignin synthesis, chitinases, PR proteins, and various defence pathways involving salicylic acid, jasmonic acid, ethylene, abscisic acid. Now, many of these routes or defence pathways are associated with plant resistance to aphids. So our initial premise to look at this compound is based on potential defences against aphids. Our experimental system involves the pea aphid, a small version of broad beans, tick beans, Vicia faba. And after a number of trials, we found that BABA applied to the plant roots 3 days prior to introducing the insect had the greatest effect on the aphids. And what we generally find is, if you look at aphid body weight, after being introduced onto these plants, the aphids introduced on BABA-treated plants have a much reduced growth rate. And after 7 or 8 days, just before they're becoming adult, the aphids are about a quarter of the size. So this aphid here has been on a BABA-treated bean. The aphids don't avoid the plant or show any differences in feeding rate. They just grow at a much reduced rate. And to summarise these effects, because we get the aphid, the reduced aphid growth rate, the development periods extended, there's a decrease in survival, we get decreases in nymph production, and the population growth rate is slower. The effect on the aphids is strong for at least 8 days after application, and it can be detected after 24 hours feeding. And it appears to be isomer-specific. GABA and the alpha version of aminobutyric acid don't have the same effects. There's also numerous changes that we find in the host plant of the aphid. As well as priming of plant defences, work with Arabidopsis has shown things like abscisic acid and jasmonic acid are actually induced, defences are activated without challenge. Macronutrients in the phloem and the leaf, things like CHN and potassium, are increased. And NMR analysis has shown that the amino acid profiles changed, and things like L-DOPA are induced. BABA is also phytotoxic at high doses. It will reduce plant growth and induce obvious colour changes. And we've also found unmetabolised BABA in the phloem and the leaf. So our next step, because we've got these changes in the aphid and the plant, how does this compound affect the nectrophilic level? So we introduced Hymenopterous parasitoid, Aphidius aervae, into our experimental system and looked at three aspects of this interaction. The acceptance of aphids by the wasps after exposure to BABA, location of aphid-infested host plants, and growth and development of the wasps in BABA-exposed aphid hosts. To look at acceptance of the host aphids, we use simple choice experiments, two-way choice trials in petri dishes, one control aphid and one BABA, one aphid reared on a BABA-treated bean, and a single female is released into the arena. We recorded which aphid the wasp encounters first, and if she attacks this aphid, then we transferred all the aphids to clean beans and monitored wasp emergence. And what we found was it was pretty much 50-50. The female wasps seem to encounter the aphids in a random order. They're not repelled by BABA in the aphids, or because the aphids have been feeding on BABA-treated plants. They always attack the first aphid they encountered, and all the aphids produce wasps. The location of host plants, we used wide-tube olfactometers. We have these big bell jars at the end, and we pump air through this system into the wide tube. This is all screened off when it's used, so there's no colour cues. of Vichy Faber horse plants treated with Baba 6 days prior to testing and infested with 50 aphids 4 days prior to testing. And obviously what we've got there, because we've got reduced aphid growth, the Baba treated plants have a smaller level of aphid infestation in terms of aphid biomass. We have 4 treatments by combining Baba in the controls, aphids or no aphids, compared to a blank, just a blank bell jar. We then compared infested beans with Baba and infested to see if Baba was having an effect on the volatiles or the host location that was induced by the aphid feeding. Female wasps were given 5 minutes to make a choice, and each individual plant was tested with 12 wasps. So this is the number of wasps locating the host plant. This is our line, 50-50 line. And we find that even without aphids present on the beans, there is a slight ability of the wasps to locate these beans. About 66%, 65% of wasps will locate the bean without the presence of the aphids. With aphids present, this jumps to about 75%. What we didn't find was any effect of Baba in either case, that it was affecting host location in terms of host plant, in terms of locating the host plant. If we compare this, we get almost bang on 50%, that there's no effect of Baba and the aphids compared to just aphids alone. So then we changed and looked at the growth and development of the wasps inside these aphids. We did 3 trials. Initial trial used a high dose of Baba, and we monitored the development of the wasps inside aphids that had been feeding on Baba treated beans prior to oviposition, after oviposition, both periods or neither periods. We then wanted to assess whether any effects we observed on the wasp growth were dependent on the Baba concentration given to the plants, and also assess any effects on the wasp growth were dependent on the initial size of the host aphid. Because Baba reduces aphid growth, we have a difference in aphid size here once they've been feeding on Baba treated plants. So with our initial trial, this CC is control and control. So control prior to oviposition, control after, control prior to and Baba after, Baba beans before and control after, and Baba treated beans before and after oviposition. And we get a serious decrease in wasp performance here. In the controls, the survival to produce mummies and produce wasps is around 65-70%. If Baba's introduced after, if the aphids introduced into Baba treated plants after oviposition, we get a significant decrease down to about 50%. If the aphids are exposed to Baba treated plants before oviposition, it's even more significant. And in both periods, there's only around 10% of wasps survive. And this is mimicked in the weight of these wasps when they emerge. In control wasps, there are around 900 to 1,000 micrograms of females. The males are a lot smaller, but in these same treatments, we get reduction in the weight of these wasps as they emerge from these treatments. There's no females emerging in this treatment. And this is probably in line with the size of the aphids. Because the aphid size has been reduced, the size of the wasps that can emerge is also being reduced. If we look at the dose response, we find a clear effect of Baba dose, a Baba concentration applied to the roots on the body weight of the wasps as they emerge. It's strongest in females because the females are larger. They seem to require more nutrients, or the developing larva requires more nutrients than the aphid host. The males is less strong, but still significant at this 50 millimolar dose. If we look at the effective size of the initial size of the aphid when the wasp oviposits, this is aphid weight at oviposition, and this is the wasp weight at emergence. We get this increase to around 600-700 micrograms, then the size of the wasp seems to level off. So initially, within this 600 microgram range, we get an increase. The bigger the aphid, the bigger the wasp that emerges. And if we now do the same experiment, where we put the wasps onto Baba treated plants after we've weighed them and the wasp has laid an egg into them, we get this pattern. So we still get this quite strong trend that the bigger the aphid oviposition, the bigger the wasp that emerges. But these clear symbols are aphids that have been put onto control plants, and these dark symbols are aphids that have been put onto Baba treated plants after oviposition. We also get an effect of the males and females here. So there's a reduction in size, even taking into account the size of the aphid when the wasp attacks it. And the final part of the study looked at direct effect. We've said before the developing wasp is constrained with the growing aphid, so because the aphid is reduced, the wasp is also reduced in size. By doing this metabolomics analysis, as NMR, we found BABA in the plant. It's unmetabolized. The compound doesn't change. It goes into the roots, into the phloem, into the aphid. Oops. And we found with artificial diet experiments that BABA causes some dysfunction of aphid nutrition, whether it's spoiling the diet or spoiling the aphid's ability to process this nutrition. We've also found BABA in the aphids. And we found numerous BABA-induced changes in the metabolomes of the insects. Amino acid sugars, this cis aconitate that might be affected or might be related to the development. So we want to know whether does exposure to BABA within the aphid's hemolymph affect the progress of the developing wasp. In our system, after about 13 days, these wasps start to emerge. They start chewing their way out. We can see the wasp coming out of the pupae, out of the mummy, and eventually the wasp emerges. If BABA is present in the aphid via the plant, development's extended to about 16, 17 days, and after that point we have to dissect the mummy. And what we tend to find is there's complete disruption in this development. The wings aren't formed, antennae aren't formed, limbs are not separated. So whether this is because the developing larvae can't obtain enough nutrition from the aphid, or there's something affecting its metabolism directly, is something we need to look into. The conclusions: the application of BABA as a root trench inhibits a number of species of aphids. These endoparasitoids developing within these aphids show reduced growth and survival because of reduced aphid growth, and possibly because of direct effects on the larva. And the female wasps, they show no adaptive behaviour to avoid these hosts, either BABA-treated plants or reject BABA-inhibited aphids. So either they can't detect the BABA, or they can detect changes but don't respond to it. Thank you. Thank you.